Welcome to The Podcash, a podcast dedicated to highlighting the incredible students, staff, and community we have here in the Cache County School District. We are your hosts. I'm Tim Smith.
And I'm Gary Thomas. Join us as we hit the road to visit schools across the district and explore what makes learning in Cache County such an awesome adventure.
All right, we had a great episode this week with Superintendent Norton, who served in the school district for over 27 years. And we had such a good experience talking to Steve Norton this week that we decided to throw a bonus episode in with some of the individuals that have worked with him throughout his career. And we're excited to hear from several of those individuals.
My question is, does he know we talked to these other individuals?
You know, I don't think he did. So this is going to be exciting for him as well. So we're going to be visiting with four individuals that were prominent players in Superintendent Norton's career while here in the Cache County School District. Alan Grunig, who is a former school board member. Carol White, a former administrative assistant of Superintendent Norton's. Mike Lichty, who is the former deputy superintendent for the school district and spent most of his career working with Steve, and Kathy Christiansen, a current board member who served as the board president for a time and is currently the vice president of the board.
Okay, we're here with Alan Grunig, who taught for over 30 years in our district and then served as a school board member with Superintendent Norton for another 12 years. We appreciate you coming in this morning and visiting with us, Alan. Can you tell us a little bit more about how yours and the superintendent's paths crossed, a little more context to the relationship you have there?
Yes, when Steve came in, things changed. He took a new perspective at it and looked at us and said, what can I do to help? And that was a good start. And I was the president of the Cache County Education Association at that time. So we had a good relationship, and that's where it started and began.
What stands out in your mind, maybe as something that you learned from him?
Well, I learned a lot of things from Steve. I learned how to look at people and understand more of what people are really about. Not just looked at them physically, but looked at them what's in their hearts and visit with them and got to know them and made some judgment decisions that led to better relationships. And Steve was very good at doing that. He was good at welcoming people. He was good at giving people the opportunity to express themselves, and he understood. He didn't always agree, but he listened, and that was a great learning experience for me.
Okay. Well, Alan, I know you retired a few years ago. Do you have any advice for Superintendent Norton as he goes into retirement, or is there something you would like him to know?
Yes, dear Kathy, those are very important words as you're in a retirement situation.
And Kathy is his wife's name, so I understand that completely.
Yeah. I think probably the biggest thing that we as retirement people need to do is to stay busy and not get caught up in not having anything to do, not moving forward with what we want to do. For me, it was another experience in a religious situation and working at the health department again when I came back. It's been a good thing. And I think that's something that Steve needs to look at, is where are his interests, but to develop some things of interest and move forward with them, he and Kathy together.
One of the things that you have been involved in is our bonding process where we build schools in the school district. And our most recent bond, we built two high schools. But I know that you believe Superintendent Norton was very instrumental in helping get those passed. Could you just talk a little bit about that whole process and why that was important for the Cache County School District?
Well, when we first started to look at a bond, we knew we needed to build a new high school. Our high schools were bulging and we just didn't have room to put more students in there. So when we talked about it, we talked about building one high school. And it was a little more critical to build that on the south end of the valley because that's where the growth was. And so we looked at getting a high school built in Nibley. We looked at some land there and did a test hole there, and it just didn't work. So we didn't have a place to put it. Then we found the place where the school went now, and that was just miraculous how that came about, that land became available. And so then, after we had the plans made and we wanted to take and sell this to the community, how important this was, we started some community education on the bonding. And we did the south end of the valley, and then we came to the north end of the valley. And when we did one in North Logan, we had some people come up and some people that I represented when I was sitting on the board. And they said, we won't vote for one high school. We want two high schools. We want one in the north end of the valley too. And we knew that if we didn't get the North Logan, Hyde Park, Smithfield vote, we weren't past the bond. And so I went to Steve and I said, Steve, here's the situation. These people have come to me and they said, we want another high school. And Steve said, well, let's look at it. And so he went back to the architect or the building planners or whoever it was. We had the property in North Logan that we could build the school on. We knew that. And when they came back, they said, well, we can build a new school for not a whole lot more money. And so then we took that to the North Logan people and they were delighted. And Steve was very instrumental in getting us two high schools at a very reasonable price. And I'm just grateful that Steve was willing to listen and hear. And boy, those people from North Logan really rallied around it. And we got that bond passed.
Alan, appreciate your service in our district too, not only as a teacher for all those years, but in addition to that, the time that you chose to spend on our school board, because that's kind of a thankless job in a lot of ways. So I just want to take an opportunity to thank you for your time and service there on the board and in our district as a teacher.
Well, thank you. It's been a great experience for me to be a teacher here and to serve on the board. It's been very good, and I'm a better person because of it.
Well, we wish you the best in the future.
Thank you.
All right. We are thrilled to have Carol White with us in studio now as we highlight Superintendent Norton as he retires this year. And Carol, we certainly appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Carol has spent 17 years of her career with Superintendent Norton when he first came to the district. So knew him well in the early days. Yeah. And so we're excited to visit with you.
Tell us a little bit about that context, Carol.
The early days,
yeah.
The early days were different. And so when they did a search for Steve Norton, I was really thrilled when he came to the district office thinking he was going to stay for a while and I could get used to one person to work under for a while. So it was awesome.
You know, you had a unique perspective there, sitting through three previous superintendents, if you will, and then to get Steve in here as our superintendent. What did you notice about, I mean, he's been here 27 years now, and you were here with him for a lot of those. What difference did that make to have some of that continuity with the district?
You know, I appreciated each superintendent for different reasons. They each had their good qualities, and they each had different personalities and things. Steve, to me, was one of the superintendents that genuinely cared about kids. I mean, he didn't just care about, he cared about their education, but he also cared about their welfare. He cared about their safety in school. He just genuinely cared about kids. And not just kids, he cared about employees also. He made sure when I first came, or when he first came and I was here, and this was different for me, birthday cards to every single employee in the district, whether it be a principal, whether it be a teacher, whether it be a classified employee, we sent personalized birthday cards to every single employee in the district. So he was he wanted to get to know everyone.
You know, I think what a lot of people don't understand too is Superintendent Norton, for the 27 years he's been here, I believe it's been that whole time, has tried to go out and observe our first year's teachers in their first 3 years of their career.
First, second, and third year.
And you consider that we hire over 100 teachers each year now. That's quite an effort to go out and be in those classrooms for those new teachers.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you were part of that as well.
It was interesting to schedule. His scheduling had to be, he's a really busy man. And a lot of people thought, he doesn't spend a lot of time in this office. And I'm like, well, he's got all these other things to do. He's got meetings, very active in the legislature. And visiting all these classrooms.
Carol, what do you see as some of the superintendent's most significant accomplishments while he was superintendent?
Funding. I think he was very instrumental in bringing more funding to the district. I think that's one of the best, the most instrumental. Communication. He, with the board especially, he was very in tuned to communicating with the board and making sure they knew everything that was going on in the district that he felt they should be aware of. So I think the communication was important to him too.
I agree. You saw a lot of people come and go in the district office as he put his team together. What are some of your thoughts on the team he put together around him?
Oh, he had great people working for him. I tell you, he was awesome in selecting who he wanted to work under him to do the job that he expected them to do. He was awesome in selecting them.
Carol, you've been retired for 11 years or so.
Close to 11 years.
And as the superintendent heads into retirement, what's some advice you can give him?
Oh, I told him this a couple years ago when we talked a little bit about him retiring and when, and he said, well, I'll be sure and let you know when I make that decision. But I said, have some things already in the works that you want to do when you retire so that when all of a sudden it happens, you're just lost out there. You need to have some things to do. I play golf all the time. I hike, I snowshoe, I bike, I paddleboard. I do whatever I can to stay active. But for him, you and Kathy need to do something. You need to get going and do some things to prepare you for retirement, because all of a sudden it's there. And you don't get up every morning and go into the office.
I think that's great advice. Stay active and have a purpose.
Yeah.
Well, Carol, is there anything else that you would like to share with us about Superintendent Norton?
I just wish him well in his retirement. He has definitely earned it. And he is such a good person. And he has always been so good, I think, to work for. And I just love him. He's just the best guy ever.
Carol, I know how much respect he has for you. In fact, he was in a meeting the other day and talking about his three administrative assistants that he's had since he's been here and how much he's learned from all of you. So in addition to him helping you, I know you helped him be more effective as a superintendent. And we want you to know how much we appreciate you as a district for all you did in the years you spent with Superintendent Norton and in the district overall.
Thank you. That's very kind. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for your service. And that's what it really has been.
Thank you, guys.
Our next guest is Mike Lichty, who had the opportunity to work with Superintendent Norton since 1999, serving for the last 15 years of his career as his deputy superintendent. Mike, we appreciate you coming in and visiting with us today.
It's good to come back. I miss the people.
Well, we miss you. So, yeah. As superintendent closes out his career, just please give us a little bit of context of how you know the superintendent and how your paths crossed while you were here.
Well, I can remember back. I was the principal at South Cache for the ninth grade center, and I was just comfortable and fine. And I got a phone call from him about 6 months after he started being the superintendent and asked me if I'd go be the principal at North Cache. That set me back. So that was my first interaction with the superintendent. He wanted me to travel north to North Cache. So I had a chance to work up there for about 3 years. And after that 3 years, the superintendent came to my office again and asked if I'd come into the district office. And I told him I would, and enjoyed it. But what I liked about the superintendent, he'd always listen to you. And if he had a way to accommodate what you were trying to do or improve yourself, he would do that. So ever since then, when I came in 99, I've just been working with the superintendent in different roles. And like you said, the last 15 years or so, I worked with him as his deputy.
Mike, tell us what you think might be some of the superintendent's most significant accomplishments while he was superintendent.
The first one is when he came in to be the superintendent, he had two very basic, simple goals. All kids reading by the age of by the end of the third grade and having a positive experience with algebra by the end of the ninth grade. Goals were very simple, but boy, did it give a focus to our district. And the end results of that was that our state become very well known, and even probably in the nation, about how well our school district was doing with kids on reading levels. And also all of our schools, we were consistently in the top 10%, 12% of the academic achieving schools throughout the state. So those two simple goals made a lot of difference in our district. And I think even today, that continues to be a focus. And another one was during our time together, we were able to pass three different bonds. And the first thing that says is the public has some confidence in you. And Steve was able to build that with the communities throughout our school district. But during that time, we were able to replace old schools, have safe schools for kids, build two new high schools. Who would have imagined that Cache District would have put up two more high schools?
You know, I think one of the things about working in education is everybody that you have an opportunity to work with rubs off on you a little bit. And you certainly spend a lot of time with Superintendent Norton. As you look at yourself, what are some things you learned personally from Superintendent Norton that helped you in your career?
Well, I think, and this one here, when I'm thinking about, there's is probably one main thing, and that was he has the ability to build trust with all the different employee groups in our district. And I'll tell you, once you have trust, everybody starts to work as a team. And when you're all pulling in the same direction, you can accomplish a lot. But that's one of the strengths that I really feel strong about Superintendent Norton, is he built that trust and everybody feels good and everybody trusts each other.
Thank you, Mike, for being with us here today. We appreciate the part you have played in the superintendent's tenure while here at the school district. You were one of the individuals that were with him most of the 27 years that he was here. And I know that he appreciated all that you did to help him to be successful as a superintendent. And we appreciate you joining us in studio today and being with us. And thank you.
Well, we're here in the studio with Kathy Christiansen, a former teacher for the Cache County School District. I believe she taught for 25 years with us and then went on to serve on the school board and still serves on the school board for us. And we want to kind of know some of the things that maybe you know about Superintendent Norton, Kathy, both a perspective from a teacher and from a board member.
Okay, well, it's really fun for me to be here and talk about Steve because I've really enjoyed getting to know him. There's a couple of things that I think are great about him. One thing is that he really is a great people person. And I've noticed that it doesn't matter who the person is, the age of the person, or what their background, he really can talk to and make everyone feel comfortable, make them feel like he's listening to them and that he really cares about them as well. I've never heard him in the whole time I've known him say anything negative or disparaging about any member of the board before or after me, in board meeting or after board meeting. And in fact, never heard him say anything negative about any of the employees. If there's been something happen that was of a negative nature, he just kind of kept that to himself and just always commented on the positive. And I thought that was a really great quality to have because I feel like my name is sacred, I guess, in his care, that he's not going to be saying something about me. He has always made a point to validate the hard work of the employees in our district and the effort. And one thing that I've always thought was really great about him is with him, chivalry is still alive. He still opens doors for ladies, helps you on with your coat, helps you off with your coat. And that doesn't happen very often.
So now as a teacher with your 25 years of experience and then your experience as a board member, what are those qualities that you think are important in a superintendent as he leads the school district? And I think you've touched on a couple of those, but what are those in your mind?
My opinion is that he has really been a great face for our district. And he has brought a lot of peace to the district. And he has a great deal of respect. He has worked really hard to earn the respect of his peers, of educators, of legislators, of students, and parents. He really can make people feel like he cares about them and that he is listening to them and that he will do whatever he can to solve the problem to their best interest. And when they leave, they don't feel mad or upset. And they usually walk away happy with whatever's gonna go on, whatever's gonna happen. And I think that's a rare quality, to be able to kind of navigate hard waters and come out of it with everybody safe and feeling listened to and feeling protected.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think we've all witnessed that with Superintendent Norton in different meetings or different difficult situations with individuals. He has a way to help them feel heard and to walk away like there's some solutions that he's working on. So I think you said that well.
Thank you. I concur with Tim. Thank you for your service, both as a teacher and as a board member. You really have gone the extra mile. You had a chance to completely retire and be done with us, but yet you chose to come back and continue to serve and help us. And we appreciate that. You know, the average superintendent career is about 2 years, a little over 2 years. And Superintendent Norton has been with us for 27 years. And a lot of that has to do with the ability to relate with a board and to work with a board. And what I've noticed is our school board and our superintendent have really worked with a team. And so we appreciate that. That's a two-way street in my mind. So thank you. It's been fun taking some time to reminisce about Superintendent Norton with some of his colleagues. We're grateful for his leadership over the last 27 years, and we hope that you enjoy your BOGO podcast this week. Thanks for listening to our podcast. The podcast posts biweekly, so make sure that you tune in and listen.
And be sure to visit our website at www.ccsdut.org/podcast, where there's more info about today's episode, as well as pictures.